Don't you know? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our conversation, 855-752-4842. I'm recapping the four, and I just added a fifth, the four, now five things that combined, the five factors that combined to lead to the Donald Trump 2024 victory. Very real existential angst and economic uncertainty. That is a real thing because the middle class has been getting screwed. Second, Donald Trump is an authentic messenger. Most politicians I can't tolerate listening to, right? Like, they sound like politicians. What a drag. Like, the message managing just doesn't ring true to people. It doesn't feel like it's coming from the gut. Donald Trump, like it or not, always sounds like it's coming from the gut because, well, it is a random stream of consciousness narrative. Thing three, Donald Trump scapegoated Black and brown folks, women folks, the LGBTQIA community, immigrants, etc. And he put a box around all these people, all these groups that have historically not had the reins of power in this country. And he said, these are the people to blame for your feeling of fear and existential angst and anger. Blame these people. And that was the political weaponization of the long, lurid, and disgusting strain of isms that are part of American culture, whether we like to admit those things or not. It's why Donald Trump said in response to a neo-Nazi Unite the Right movement in Charlottesville that there were good people on both sides, right? The fourth thing is this information environment, information sewer, the information swamp. Fewer and fewer people are actually reading what is at least attempts to be triple sourced, objective, fact-based journalism. They're getting all their information on TikTok and Instagram and, of course, Twitch and Twitter, X, whatever. And guess what? Elon Musk owns one of the world's largest information purveyors. Like, we can stop worrying about Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post. Like, the problem is Elon Musk and X, right? Like, that's scary. And here's the fifth factor. And I did mention this in the days immediately following the election, but I forgot to sort of pull it together in this what I hope we all can understand is a shorthand explainer of what just happened. And it is the thing that really coalesced all of those prior four factors. And it is this idea in America that we have been sold largely by the right. This idea of false scarcity, that if your neighbor does well, you must be doing worse, that everything is zero sum, right? And that ain't true, but we believe it so down in our bellies. And when you take false scarcity and you metastasize it in this American individual where the individual is above all else, it makes it possible to look at any policy or any politician who suggests that we have a mutual obligation to one another to treat each other with dignity and respect, you can then point to that and say, aha, socialism. But that isn't so, like, the idea that you should do what's right, that you should treat each other with kindness and respect, ain't socialism, folks. It's called morality, right? So again, just so we all got our shorthand as we continue to have this discussion and move into the discussion of the information environment, the five things: existential angst because the economy is rigged against working people, okay? Plus Donald Trump as an authentic messenger, plus factor three, I'm just gonna call it the isms, and Donald Trump saying, blame all of these people who have historically been out of power or had substantially less power than the landed white male gentry of this country. Factor four, the information swamp. Factor five, false scarcity metastasized through American rugged individualism. And we will begin this conversation around the information environment, but I wanted to get one of my favorite callers in. Joe from Madison, how you doing? And what would you like to say this afternoon? I can't hear Joe, Maggie? Cardi. Oh, there you are. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Maggie. Thanks for this discussion. And thanks for starting with the very first question, which is the comment that's been said by a couple of your callers, which is that they voted for Donald Trump because they were very offended that somebody called them Nazis because they enjoyed that rally in New York City, that they would be called Nazis. Well, boo-hoo about your fifis. Let's talk about how Trump referred to Kamala as a DEI hire. She couldn't have gotten there on her own. It was just because she was a woman. That's how she got there. So any person who is of color, disabled, a woman, they got there just because it was a quota that was filled, not because of their actual accomplishments, which is sort of comical when you think that person was, she was elected. You can't do it by quota if you're elected. She was elected to be, you know, right? She was, you know, it's the largest state in the union, 30 million people, and she was elected twice, as I understand it, to be attorney general. And then she was elected as VP. The DEI, I mean, come on now. There's no way that that has a possibility of being, but it's a good way to make the person, to diss them, to say, oh, you just got there because you're a DEI hire. You couldn't be a smart woman who's capable. I've had it. I'm done. And I'm, you know, this Nick Fuentes kind of thing, I would add on to what Mark said. You know, I would go beyond your body, my choice. I would say your body, my gun. And my body is a temple, and I'm going to stand my ground at my temple. I'm done. I'm just really done. I'm done with J.D. Vance describing women as miserable, childless cat ladies. I mean, there's he doesn't have any idea why a person has in their life chooses to have or not have children.
We got to jump in there, Joe. The conversation, these great conversations continue. Keep it locked, everybody. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Back in just a moment.
Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.